This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have tuned into eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and or Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Dr. Kevin Tarani, award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon located in Great Neck in Manhattan, New York. He is the founder of Aristocrat Plastic Surgery and Med Aesthetics and is here to speak with us about the Mommy Makeover. Dr. Tarani, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for your time as well. So for those that aren't familiar, what is the Mommy Makeover? Get into that, if you would, to get things kicked off here today.
So Mommy Makeover is a combination of procedures to encompass typically the breast and the abdomen. So after the mommy goes through the pregnancy, a lot of the changes that happen during pregnancy and the aftermath have to do with separation of the muscles of the abdomen, changes from either breastfeeding or just enlarging of the breast and making them smaller, changes to the breast shape and size, and basically bringing the mommy back to her pre-baby body, and sometimes even better than that. And either a combination of a lift, breast augmentation, tummy tuck, and liposuction to provide those all in one operation.
And Dr. Tarani, what are reasons someone would undergo the mommy makeover? What are the most common reasons?
Very common, typical way is somebody after a few C-sections, they have a little bit of a pooch above the area of the tummy, and that pooch can make them look like they're pregnant. And a lot of times they're asked if they're still pregnant. And what happens is they want to look for reasons and ways to address that little pooch area, very common. Another common theme is after breastfeeding, there's deflation of the breast that can ensue, and breasts are smaller and a little bit further south than they used to be. So we'll bring him, make him a lot more youthful and bring him back up with a breast lift and replace the volume with an implant.
Also, what are your recommendations for someone who is considering the mommy makeover?
I recommend them looking at multiple plastic surgeons, at least 2 to 3 consultations. Make sure they're board-certified plastic surgeons by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. And those are the highest qualified plastic surgeons to perform this procedure. Look for ASAPS, which is the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery membership. Those are the physicians that after have come board certified, actually dedicated their careers to cosmetic operations. And most importantly, see which doctor does a lot of mommy makeovers and look at many before and after pictures of that particular surgeon, looking to see for prior patients that have similar body contours and similar breast shape that you're trying to achieve. For the breast itself, I recommend undergoing a special imaging called vector 3D imaging, which basically does a 3D image of the breast and shows what things look like after the operation is performed with about 95% accuracy. So they're able to show that to you really nicely. Second thing is to basically have a good rapport with that physician. It's somebody that is going to follow you throughout the operation and be available to answer any questions. And of course, in the rare instance that a complication may arise, be able to take care of those for them.
Certainly helpful information. Today we are with Dr. Kevin Tarani, the founder of Aristocrat Plastic Surgery and Med Aesthetics, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you like this show or our programming in general, drop us a line or do us a favor and give us a review on iTunes. We would greatly appreciate it. So, Dr. Tarani, what does the mommy makeover procedure entail and what would be recovery like?
So a very common recovery period is about 1 to 2 weeks after the procedure. And that's a lot of people equate recovery as just staying in bed. it's a lot of it is more of a social recovery. It's something that patients are walking around, they're doing activities of daily living, they're moving around okay. I just don't want them to work. I don't want them to concentrate on anything except for healing during that week to two period after the procedure. If we do a combination breast and body procedure, sitting in a reclining type position or sleeping in the reclining type position is very helpful after the procedure. The procedure itself is, if we're going to do the abdomen and breast together, I typically start on the breast procedure first, having placing the implants in. The surgery itself takes anywhere between 2 to 4 hours. It's an outpatient procedure that's done, and patients go home after the procedure is done. We have our own certified operating room, so it's done in a very private manner in a in quadruple ASF certified facility. And safely done, you go home, and you look phenomenal.
Awesome. And lastly, are there any common concerns with the mommy makeover?
Probably one of the biggest concerns is having undergoing a procedure with anesthesia. One of the things that people fear, especially patients that have not undergone anesthesia before, is this idea of basically going to sleep and not coming back. And that's, chances of that are incredibly rare, especially in a very healthy individual. The chances of it are less than 1 in 100,000, which is less likely than being hit than by a lightning strike. So it is incredibly rare to have any issues with anesthesia. Other concerns have to do with terms of bleeding or infection after the procedure, which are something that happens less than 5% of the time. So 95%+ of the time, there are really no complications. And that's why you need to go to a plastic surgeon that's very well versed in these procedures and being able to minimize complications. And, of course, if they, in the very rare event that they may happen, be able to take care of things and get things back to better than they were before.
Well, Dr. Tarani, certainly helpful information covering the mommy makeover. Really appreciate your time spent here with us today. Where can our listeners get more information on your practice, and how can listeners also be in touch as well?
They can go to aristocratplasticsurgery.com. That's A-R-I-S-T-O-C-R-A-T-P-S, as in plastic surgery.com. And tummytalk.com is another website that we have. And there's plenty of information online as well as on RealSelf.
Once again, Dr. Tarani, thanks so much for your time and for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to a future conversation.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Kevin Tarani, an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon and the founder of Aristocrat Plastic Surgery and Med Aesthetics, located in Great Neck and Manhattan, New York. And for more information, simply visit aristocratps.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.